This is Donna Mitchell from your Cleveland Cavaliers, and you're listening to Kenny and JT on 1480 WHBC.
Nice.
Spider.
Hopefully we'll be playing one of his best games tomorrow when the Cavaliers play host to the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Eastern Conference best team against the Western Conference best team, one of the best players in the league, and Spider Mitchell going up against, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, another MVP candidate, if you will. Should be a great matchup. We'll have it for everybody right here on WHBC tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. JT, you and Billy will be down there doing the Kenny and JT show. I'm off tomorrow from the arena tomorrow, and you'll probably run into our next guest somewhere along the way as he joins us now on the hotline to preview this great matchup, Sam Amico from Amico Hoops. How are you, Sam?
I'm doing well, and easy place to find me tomorrow will be wherever the food is.
I know, because they now offer free beer in the media room.
There you go.
Yes, they do.
They're going for that PR award, and I would say they're probably the front runners right now.
Gotta love that. Just like the old days at the Richfield Coliseum, you'll throw back a few in the media room after a game like that. Sam, this is, in my opinion, the biggest game of the season in the NBA, right? We're talking about East best, West best. They meet for the first time this season, and then we'll do it all over again about a week later. How excited are you about seeing this matchup?
I think it's great. I think it's really great for, both teams to be in this position. A regular season NBA game that, this is what they hope for, the league. And I think both of these organizations, too, you look at, how they've risen within the last two or three years and are really peaking right now. So, yeah, I think it's great for two smaller markets. You're not talking the Lakers and the Knicks here. It's Cleveland and Oklahoma City. And, look, Cavs, 10 straight wins, all by double digits. The Thunder, 15 straight wins. And, both teams know, look, it's one of 82, yes. At the same time, you want to make a statement, and you also know what the narrative is going to be around the league, win or lose, after this. So, yeah, everybody's fired up for it, and I think that's a great thing.
Sam, I'm not sure we all expected what we've seen from a Kenny Atkinson-led team, but, man, it's been so much fun so far at 31-4. What can you tell us about Mark Daignault from the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Yeah, well, first of all, congrats on pronouncing that name, because I can't pronounce or spell it half the time, but definitely not a household name in the NBA, but clearly... Mm-hmm. Has figured out something with this team. They lost Chet Holmgren, who was probably their second best player next to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for a while, and yet they're still riding this winning streak, the Thunder. And he's just done a masterful job in terms of taking a roster that really, the Thunder and Cavs were built very differently, but because the Thunder basically were kind of expected to kind of tank, right? Mm-hmm. They traded Paul George and got all these draft picks, and everybody thought, well, they've got all these picks. They've got five first-rounders coming up within the next year.
Wow.
So, this coach has just done a masterful job in the very same way that Kenny Atkinson has done, and that's having these guys play together, getting the most out of their best player in Gilgeous-Alexander, and really running this offense that's, like the Cavs, it's very difficult to defend because the ball is always moving, and they're good shooters, and they space the floor, and it's really been, he and Kenny Atkinson neck and neck for Coach of the Year right now. So, just done a masterful job in getting the absolute most out of that roster.
Do they go as deep as the Cavaliers do?
Not quite as deep, but I'll tell you this. It's the same thing. You look at the Cavs, coming into the season, we thought, George Niang, Caris LeVert, Dean Wade, Isaac Okoro, they're all solid. It's maybe inconsistent, and that's the way the Thunder bench was viewed. But they are getting the absolute best play out of these role players in Oklahoma City. They don't go as deep after losing Holmgren for a while as the Cavs do, but Yeah, when they're fully manned, yeah, probably. Probably as deep as the Cavs.
Yeah, these two teams, fun to watch, exciting styles, young players, young coaches, impacting the league, so much so that ESPN flexed this game in. This wasn't originally scheduled for a nationally televised game, but they said, no, we got to get it. And then the following week, Thursday at OKC, Sam, they're on TNT. So the league is, they've taken notice of both of these teams, right? And they realize that, hey, these are the two best in the league. We've got to put them on in primetime.
Yeah, which is somewhat of a surprise considering how the league's been pretty much ignoring them both,
right,
for the most part, you know, at least the national media. And I think you have to. You have to. This is a game that everybody's actually talking about despite all the what we just talked about. The narrative nationally has not been very strong. National people don't really seem to believe in either of these teams. And mostly small markets. That's their biggest drawback when it comes to the national conversation is, you know, everybody wants to talk about L.A., New York, maybe even Boston, throw them in there. But right now, nobody's playing as well as these two, so the ESPN and the networks cannot ignore it anymore.
A couple of players that give us fits when we face them. Isaiah Hartenstein comes to mind when he was with the Knicks. Alex Caruso when he was at Chicago. But is Caruso out tomorrow night?
As far as I can tell, yes. I haven't seen his name mentioned one way or the other, but obviously he hasn't been playing. But you're right. Hartenstein's been just an absolute nightmare. Obviously, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Sure.
And they've got, you know, they've got Jalen Williams and this Wiggins kid, not Andrew Wiggins, Aaron Wiggins, who's been playing great for them. So, and Lou Dort's been playing great. So, I mean, they have a lot of those kind of quote-unquote role players who have taken their game to another level. But, yeah, Hartenstein, I look at that. And the Cavs are bigger than the Thunder. They're you know, they're going to have to put a 6'5 guy on either Mobley or Allen. But Hartenstein's always been just kind of a Cavs tormentor.
Yes.
And he's like that with everybody. I mean, he's a nuisance. And you know, he's very underrated when it comes to offense, defense. He's very physical and will get under your skin.
I think we had Tim Alcorn on the program last week. He said Isaac Okoro getting closer to making his return. Have you heard anything about his shoulder injury?
Yeah, you know, it's nothing. It hasn't been anything serious. It's just been something where it's like, how high can he lift his arm, that type of thing. You want to make sure he's 100% before you bring him back because, number one, you're playing super well, and number two, you know, this really is about making sure everybody's as healthy as possible after February, you know, after the All-Star break. But I think he's, you know, they don't tell us a whole lot other than, yeah, he's progressing, and it sounds like he's not far off.
No setbacks like Deshaun Watson, right?
I wouldn't think it's of anything of that severity, nor is it probably as celebrated. So, yeah, no.
Sam Amico joining us here on the Kenny and JT Show. Follow him at Amico Hoops. You can check out his new TV show with Booby Gibson, Full Court Cleveland. Sam, when does that baby air, and how's that been going?
It's going well. Love it. Booby's been great. Tells a lot of jokes, both on and off the air, which I can appreciate. But that the first live showing is 7 o'clock on Thursday nights, and then I've noticed, guys, that they run it repeatedly throughout the week on FanDuel Sports Network, and I only say I noticed that because I get a lot of texts of people telling me I need a new hairstylist. So, which, while accurate, it's on quite a bit on the FanDuel Sports Network, usually before the Cavaliers live pregame show.
Sam, at least they think you could get a new hairstyle. Right. Mine's done. I have one style. That's it. I can't do anything with it. So at least there, you got options. I have no options whatsoever.
Well, I'm clinging to scraps here, Kenny. But I'm just glad people notice that I have hair. So
yeah, there you go. And check out the show. Hey, if you're a fan of Booby Gibson, how can you not love it? If you're a fan of Sam, and how can you not love what he does covering the NBA and the Cavs, check it out, Full Court Cleveland on the FanDuel Sports Network. And, of course, follow him Twitter, Instagram, and social media at Amico Hoops. Sam, the emergence of one Evan Mobley. One of the reasons Kenny Atkinson got the job was he went in that interview supposedly and said, hey, I can make this guy better on offense and really bring the most out in him. How has he been able to do that, and how improved is Evan Mobley in your opinion?
Oh, it's been magnificent. You know, you used to wonder when Evan Mobley was going to pull it together a little bit. Still, you know, a decent offensive player his first few years, but you thought, yep, there's another level. Is this guy ever going to get there? And he's really, really starting to get there. And, you know, Kenny Atkinson said, oh, yeah, he can still get better. You know, that's a goal. But right now, Kenny Atkinson came in and after 3 years with the Golden State Warriors and told Evan Mobley, you're going to be our Draymond Green. You're going to get the rebound, and you're going to bring the ball up the floor, and you're going to distribute. And we're going to do it until you get it right. And guess what else? You're going to be a three-point shooter. You're going to be comfortable out there beyond the three-point line, and we're going to do it until you get it right, and I want you to take more. You know, so I think that the fact that the coach has said, this is what's going to happen, and here's how we're going to get you to another level – and you're going to have the ball now more, because if you get the rebound, I want you bringing the ball up the court. So for a big man who, you know, guys, I think in the previous few years, we kind of thought they need to get Mobley the ball more in the half court sets. Well, now he's initiating some of that offense, meaning he does have the ball. So I think that's been a big rise to his game, is that, Evan, you're going to get the ball more because you're going to go get it. And I think that's really helped develop his confidence. You know, the other night he against the Hornets, I think he was 1-6 on threes. And that's no big deal, because the game before that he was 4-6. So,
right.
You know, I think that that's a big part of it, is just Kenny Atkinson coming in and saying, you're going to be a huge part of what we're doing, and we're going to let you take control and get to the point where you're comfortable. You know, at the start of the year, guys, Evan Mobley would get the rebound and kick it out to one of the guards, and I could see Atkinson on the bench telling him, no, bring it up, bring it up. And now with that kind of encouragement, I think that that's really helped him develop into, you know, clearly an all-star this season.
Sam, I want to ask you about points per game. I mean, obviously, Cavaliers second in the league, about a little under 123 points a night. But do they rely on the three too much, in your opinion, at times?
No, I don't think that they do. You know, you compare them to other teams like the Celtics, who shoot, you know, 45 a game. I think that those are quality shots, and that's what's important. That's a stat that the Cavs keep. I would imagine that a lot of other teams keep, is not three-point shots. It's shot quality. Mm-hmm. And you look at those threes, guys, none of them are being forced. Every once in a while, Ty Jerome will take one from the logo when they're up 15 or 20. But, right. I mean, the rest of those, the majority of those shots aren't forced. You look at Darius Garland. I've been watching him, and you know, last year he would try to force things up, force the issues. This year, when he's taking threes, almost everybody's really wide open. And it's like, if you knock it down, then great. If not, it's still not a bad shot, because, you know, you're wide open. And I think that that's what matters, is what type of shots are they getting, quality shots. And you know, it's opening things up on the inside, making life easier for Jared Allen when he gets those passes, cutting to the basket. That's the thing I've loved about this team, guys. Mm-hmm. If you watch them, their big guys cut to the basket, and the guards get them the ball even when the guards are open. So that's just, to me, been a big lift for them. And, you know, look, you can't say they're taking too many threes when they're making 53% of their shots a game. It's just, you can't do it. If they start shooting 35%, then it's a different story.
Sam, are you surprised that Kenny Atkinson has been able to make the Mitchell-Garland backcourt work? I am. I didn't know if it could, and he has made it work. And I don't know if it was getting through to Garland or Mitchell or both to make this happen, but it's outstanding to this point. How surprised are you by that?
Yeah, I think that I'm surprised it's worked this well. I thought it would be better than last season. Just by you know, natural osmosis. But the fact that it's worked this well, and the thing, you know, you have to like about Kenny Atkinson, one of the things you like is, regardless of the game, regardless of the score, regardless of what else is going on in the standings, he is, here's my rotation, guys. You're going to know when you're coming out of the game. Donovan Mitchell, like 5-6 minutes in, you're coming out. And he knows it, you know, and then we're going to go with Garland or Allen, and then we'll put Mobley and Mitchell back in, or sometimes that, you know, the big men rotation changes. But very consistent with everything. Ty Jerome, you know you're coming in the middle of the second quarter. Every game, you're coming in the middle of the second quarter. So I think that benefits Garland and Mitchell a lot, because a lot of times they're out there by themselves. And when they're out there together, they're comfortable together, but they also know exactly when they're coming out and exactly when they're going back in. And if you talk to players across the league, that is huge. They do not want to be sitting on the bench wondering when they're getting back in or when they're coming out. And, you know, the Cavs went into Boston. When they went into Boston, they were down 17. Kenny Atkinson pulls Mitchell when he always does. You know, I mean, it wasn't like, okay, we need Donovan out there. It was, this is the way we run things, and we're going to run it. And I think it's benefited both of their star guards.
Sam, you're the best. We always appreciate the time. Continued success with the TV show Full Court Cleveland on FanDuel Sports Network. Keep up the great work online, and we'll see you soon at the arena, and keep you coming back here on the Kenny and JT Show, all right?
All right, guys. Thanks so much for having me, and we will chat again soon.
There he is, Sam Amico. Check him out at Amico Hoops on Twitter. And you see him on TV now with Boobie Gibson. Suit it, Boobie. Suit it. Sam Amico.